Good morning, frate. Get up, Shabbos Koydesh, chilly weather. And Vus is nice. And we continue to read in the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I'm trying to finish in the chapter as I'm beginning. Nehmen a break. Biz noch feisig, Mietz Hashem. Letting the other person do the talking helps in family situations as well as in business. Barbara Wilson's relationship with her daughter Lori was deteriorating rapidly. Lori, who had been a quiet, complacent child, had grown into an uncooperative, sometimes belligerent teenager. Mrs. Wilson lectured her, threatened her, punished her, but all to no avail. One day, Mrs. Wilson told one of my classes, "I just gave up. Lori had disobeyed me and had left the house to visit friends before she completed her course, her chores, the jobs. When she returned, I was about to scream at her for the 10,000th time, but the strength was gone. I just looked at her and said sadly, 'Why, Lori, why?' Lori noted my condition and in a calm voice asked, 'Do you really want to know?' I nodded, ja, ich will wissen, and Lori told me, first hesitantly, and then it all flowed out. I had never listened to her. I was always telling her to do this or that. When she wanted to tell me her thoughts, feelings, ideas, I interrupted with more orders. I thought finger waging and ultimatums would do the trick. I began to realize that she needed me, not as a bossy mother, but as a confidant, as a friend, an outlet for all her confusions about growing up. And all I had been doing was talking when I should have been listening. I never heard her. From that time on, I let her do all the talking she wanted. She tells me what's on her mind, and our relationship has improved immeasurably. She's again a cooperative person." And there's also a guide for Insingalat, some Kinder, Bucherem, teenagers, couples. Bist du der Mensch, wem man kann reden? Bist du der Mensch on a family basis? Bist du der Mensch, zu wem deine Kinder können reden sie? And if not, that's the problem is on you, not on them. A large advertisement appeared on the financial page of a New York newspaper calling for a person with unusual ability and experience. Charles T. Kubelis answered the ad, sending his reply to a box number. A few days later, he was invited by letter to call for an interview. After the appointment, he spent hours on Wall Street finding out everything possible about the person who had founded the business. During the interview, Mr. Kubelis remarked, "I should be mighty proud to be associated with an organization with a record like yours. I understand you started 28 years ago with nothing but room for a desk and a stenographer. Is that true?" Almost every successful person likes to reminisce about their early struggles, and this man was no exception. He talked for a long time how he had started with $450 in cash and an original idea. He told how he had fought against discouragement and battled against ridicule, working Sundays and holidays, 12 to 16 hours a day. How he had finally won against all odds. Until now, the most important executives on Wall Street were coming to him for information and guidance. He was proud of such a record. He had the right to be, and he had a splendid time telling me about it. Finally, he questioned Mr. Kubelis briefly about his experience, then called in one of his vice presidents and said, "I think this is the person we are looking for." Mr. Kubelis had taken the trouble to find out about the accomplishments of his prospective employer. He showed an interest in the other person and his problems. He encouraged the other person to do most of the talking, and in doing so, made a favorable impression, and it got him a job. The truth is, even our friends would much rather talk to us about their achievements than listen to us boast about ours. La Rochefoucauld. Okay, some French philosopher said, "If you want enemies, excel your friends. But if you want friends, let your friends excel you." Why is that true? Because when our friends excel us, they feel important. But when we excel them and trumpet our successes to them, it can arouse feelings of envy and even resentment. I guess I might excel, might zachovtin. If you want enemies, excel your friends. Oh, the loib os dana friends. Nein, nein. If you want enemies, excel your friends. Excel. I can't mind an actual success because keine wird nicht gesucht, a quote, wo soll zurückhalten der Menschen um success. I mind somehow zu suchen, die tit dich auf in front von deine friends. And deine friends gehen dich auf in Gefahr zu. But if it was deine friends, whatever. Whatever. Ich verstehe nicht, wenn ich glaube, was er sucht, and that's okay. Wir haben gewähnt, ein Seeriger wird gekehrt mehr, was er sucht. We ought to be modest, for both you and I will pass on and be completely forgotten a century from now. Life is too short to bore other people with talk of our petty accomplishments. Whew. Let's encourage them to talk instead. So if we want to win people to our way of thinking, principle 6, let the other person do a great deal of the talking. Again, I'm going to say this again. We ought to be modest for both modest. This is anuva, humble. Tznias, modesty. You know, the rednish is oifel fundi, medana, ofti, and ich ha gesucht, and ich ha gekannt. People don't like to hear other people boast about themselves. So schmeck nish yet. It's failed in the shows. There was a hard zucht nish. There was a hard red nish. There was a red hot nish. Schon jedem mal der Wort. Und der was darf sich ofti, ich bin klieg, ich such dir, ich bin klieg. Ich weiß nicht, ich such dir. Tachlis a yedir shaloi neida. Wie mehr der weiß, weiß der weiß nicht. So der was so hart, rett nicht, und der was rett hart nicht. Es geht auf Geld, es geht auf Chochmus, es geht auf pretty much most things. Und der Stad hat es ne leiches, man geht, steht sich, wenn man muss ein bisschen reden für sich, redt man ein bisschen von sich. But in general, los jener Tinder reden. Los deine Kinder reden. Los deine Wab reden. Lass deine Geweide, lass deine Gave reden. So als die zijn known, zu einem kämen reden. Het eibeke af van euer. Wie eider, ach, ik kan niet meer schoenen, weil ich am euer het keinmal fertig werden. Ik kan nicht kennen, er opleggen de telefoon. Het is offen ihn zu reden für seine Probleme. Sogt er, was hast du, was machst du, Maschiga? You and I, both you and I will pass on and be completely forgotten a century from now. Oder dat tug noch dann sterben. Nicht completely forgotten, aber das ist einfach so geibig. Wir gehen jetzt bei Gruppen einem, wir gehen mit, nicht so viele Mazaiwe stellen, Quire. Mazaiwe stellen sicher, viele Quire. Und die Kaddish, alright, wie geht man für Lunch? Literally. Aber die Diawe Ivda. Was heißt du mich? So, you and I will be completely forgotten. Life is too short to bore other people with talk of our petty accomplishments. Let's encourage them to talk instead. And so I got me around to Yontov Pesach, mit Shem Zintig Muntig at Nishan, Erev Yontov, Dorem Zginig Bizi, Dost the Hubem a Git Shabbos, enjoy yourself, enjoy the family, Hubba Zis, Lechte, Kusher, Freilichen, Pesach, Die, the ganze Mishpuche, the Chalamoid, the Yontov, the Sedurim, the Rochni, as we steigen in sich ankäufen, a bissla Minna, in Yitzis Mitzrayim, in Kriis Yamsev, in Nevada, in the business of Yom. In Zemer Ale, Taka Zoyche Zayn, Makas on the Goyim Chappen. In Zemer Hub, Magi Ilish Shleime. Fin all kinds of Mitzrayims. Mit a bunch business of Yom. In Gitte, Starke, Minna, in Betuchen. In mit dem Zemer Reinkim, in der Nahe Zman, wie sie darf zu sein. In der Nahe Zimmer Zman. Aber Gitt Yontov, in Agit Shabbos. Desi Luzelonov, in Snap Ahead. Agit Yontov, Gitt Shabbos.